Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're going to blow for full time right there.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report, the home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't wanna. Do we have to? We gotta talk about what we just saw?
We'll do it. Therapy session.
It's Abe Gordon and Jarrett Smith. Jarrett of Soccer Down here. You know him. You love him. Abe Gordon here for the full-time report. We got you for a full hour, and we are going to break it down. What is a disappointing, frustrating evening of chances that were lost, chances that just didn't come to fruition. It's been a while, Jarrett, where I can sit here and say that it was – a goalie standing on his head. We've seen this before in Atlanta United history, but it felt like it had been a while. Certainly haven't seen it this year, but this was a game in which Brady – I don't like saying that name in Atlanta either.
No.
I would
be happy if you just didn't.
Yeah. Well, we have to, unfortunately. We got an hour to kill, and I got to talk up some storylines here. And it was a game, though, where he really did control it. There were multiple opportunities – not even a lesser keeper, but just on a different day.
Yeah.
On a different day, Atlanta United maybe would have found the back of the net. We've got multiple key saves from Brady. We've got at least one time touching the bar. And it is a scoreless draw for Atlanta United. And it's a situation, Jarrett, we talked about it, you and I, before the show, off air. Look, I'm never really going to complain too much about going on the road and finding a way to get points. I'm never going to complain too much about a defensive performance where Brad Guzan has to make zero saves in terms of shots on goal. I know we punched a couple balls out, maybe snagged a cross or two, but it's just a situation where the Chicago Fire were scuffling, and you're scuffling too. And it felt like an opportunity to get some points, and unfortunately you weren't able to do it.
No, you weren't. It was that kind of situation that I think for Chicago that you've been in before where you're like, hey, we got to get this turned around. I need somebody just to put the team on their back as if they were Greg Jennings for a moment. And Chris Brady did as much as he possibly could. Some of that is Chris Brady making some really good saves, tipping a couple balls over, making some point blank saves. And some of it's also Atlanta just missing the back of the net. Like, you got to put some of these away. You're in position multiple times to score goals, and you're just not doing it. At that point, it just becomes – you're just kind of staring into the abyss, wondering, like, what do we have to do? Because, yeah, man, you had chances. Chris Brady makes saves. You flat out missed the goal a couple times. The one by Effort at the end was such a storybook ending waiting to happen.
Now, you, just to take people behind the scenes, have been relatively emotionally in control. Your hat went flying. You Gronk spiked your hat into the ground. And I know part of that is because of the coverage that you've had of Efren Morales, and you wanted it for him as much as you wanted it for United. I'm just – I no offense to him. I just wanted a goal for United. You were hurting a little bit for him, a little bit for the team in general. But that was the moment where emotionally you kind of were like, ah, this game, rah!
Yo, it's right there. Like, everything else that has happened, the saves that were made, the missed chances that you had where you just didn't put it on frame or you wasted a counter or a couple times you missed the wrong pass in transition. And it culminates to, okay, now we're into deep. We're into 100-plus minutes. We're into full hashtag MLS after dark. And then you get a beautiful ball from Amada to the back post, and Morales does the right thing. He puts it into the ground and just can't get it on the right side of the post because it was a storybook ending right there, and it felt like that was just a good thesis for the whole night.
There's also a little bit of it where you kind of have, at this point, after 98, 99 minutes, 100 minutes, resigned to just taking the scoreless draw, and you had that one last gasp. It felt like a real opportunity. It felt like a real chance, and it was.
Yeah, you were going
wasn't
for it.
To be. Yeah, it was there.
You were going for it hardcore. I mean, to the point where you're getting guys forward. You have Dax McCarty on playing as a defensive midfielder, dropping back between the center backs, and you're pushing Bartosz Szlich further up the field as like a left midfielder. You're pouring bodies forward. You absolutely went for 100%.
There was desperation, and you could see that they were aware of it too, and they weren't overly scared by Chicago. No. That's the other part
of this. Chicago doesn't have fingernails left with which to hang on. They don't.
They didn't threaten. You know, I said to you probably three or four times, it feels like an Atlanta goal's coming over the past 20. This is before on the 10 minutes of stoppage time, but over the last 20, which turned into 30 minutes, it felt like you were knocking on the door. Couple opportunities were there. We'll let you hear some of them, but it felt like they were there. And unfortunately, a couple from Brady, a couple mishit. And at the end of the day, you weren't able to get one into the back of the net. Quickly, before we get to the man of the match, let's go over a little bit of statistics here in tonight's scoreless draw. This statistical recap is brought to you by Piedmont. Piedmont Healthcare offers you exceptional, hassle-free care closer to home. Piedmont, the official adult healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Possession, big edge for Atlanta United, 60.4% to 39.6% to Chicago. They doubled them up in shots, 16 for Atlanta, 8 for Chicago. We talked about it. Brad Guzan didn't have to save a shot on net. That's because there were no shots on net for Chicago. Of course, Atlanta United put 5 of them in there. And the one that really hurts a little bit, and I normally think it's a bogus stat because it is a bogus stat, but XG for Atlanta United, 1.5. And in a scoreless draw, to have an XG that high is kind of difficult to sit and watch.
Yeah, and they've been peppering goals for the entire month. I think that's what makes the month of April the kind of thing that just kind of makes you want to go out on the front porch and scream into the darkness because...
Or maybe Gronk spike your hat into a studio.
Gronk
one of those two.
Head. Look, and you know what? Nothing got broken or hit. It's fine. Because I take up a lot of space when I do that. But to have a scoreless month where you felt good about your offense pretty much all month, or a winless month, excuse me, where you felt good about your offense all month is maddening. And it's one of those things you're going to feel like, and no one's going to want to hear it, and I understand.
Because results matter. Right, I know where you're headed, but in the end, results matter.
You're going to feel like it's coming, but yes, this is a results-based business, and they need to come. And look, you get a kind of up-and-down Minnesota team next week, and we'll get into that. We'll get into that this week, and then you and Garrett will get into it next week.
We got a lot still to get to here on the full-time report, but before we take our first break here, Jarrett, an opportunity as you do step into the shoes of Garrett to give us a name for man of the match.
We talked about him, and unfortunately he almost got his storybook moment, man. For me, it was Efra. You got forced into Efrain Morales making his first MLS start on the road at 20 years old because Noah Cobb couldn't go. And you held the clean sheet. Efra intercepted a couple passes, was solid defensively, almost gets a storybook header. But I thought, considering the situation you put him in, an absolutely fantastic performance from the homegrown who has really blossomed over the last 2 years, and just a great performance tonight from him.
Obviously, a hat tip as well to Thiago Almada, who was in the discussion. 100%. Multiple opportunities, obviously forced a couple big saves, hit the bar once, and so he was in discussion. But I agree with you. I think we do give some credit and some credence to the job done by Efren Morales. And look, it's a situation, I know we got to take our break here, but it's a situation where you've had so many guys step into that center back role, and particularly Efren today, Noah Cobb before him, that you're just like, man, these guys look so strong. And from a physical perspective, you talked about it leading up to the game. He got his head on a lot of balls, and it was really a disruption there. And you know what else was good to see? True clearances. Like, none of these clearances that go, like, 20 yards and it's still kind of in the danger zone. If Efren Morales is making a clearance, it's past midfield. Oh, and I'm in favor of that,
man. It's going to the lake. It's going into the lake.
So
every time.
Very happy with what we saw from Efren Morales. He is today's man of the match. This is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon here. Jarrett Smith alongside me here. Make sure to get your comments and questions in at Abe Gordon at 929 the game. We're going to have some opportunities to share some thoughts and get some comments and questions, answer what is on your mind as well. But when we come back, we'll take a listen back to some of the highlights. And if he's there, we'll check in with Gonzalo Pineda at the post-game press conference as well. Again, this is the Full-Time Report on 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Full-Time Report. Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. It is the Full-Time Report here, live on 92.9 The Game. Abe Gordon and Jarrett Smith from Soccer Down here taking you through what took place, what transpired at Soldier Field. And again, you know, I came into the season saying, I don't know how much I'm going to complain about taking a point on the road, but this is a tough one. It really felt like the points were there to be had. It felt like you were catching a bad team at a good time for you, a bad time for them. They had really struggled with Chicago Fire, and so have you. And it felt like an opportunity to get back on track. You do come home with a point. You do catch a clean sheet, but when all is said and done, there were real hopes throughout this week that you could find all 3 points, and unfortunately you just were not able to do it today.
No, and like you said, I mean, it felt like it was coming, and it just never did. And it was there a couple times where you see it building, you're like, oh, this is it, and this isn't it. And yeah, man, all that other stuff is great. Yeah, you got the clean sheet. You didn't give up a shot on goal. Brad Guzan had a pretty chill night. That's great. But goals change games, and I think one of the things you really missed is – getting that early goal that we both talked about.
I was going to go back to that. I was going to say, you go back to what we said, where you had three keys, I had tools to the match.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to label as the things that we wanted to see, Look, a fast start didn't happen. You and I were pretty much yawning 20 minutes in, waiting for chances. We got to 40 minutes in and said, all right, well, the fast start didn't happen, but now it's the time that they have actually scored in the first half. That didn't happen. It really didn't happen for the first 30 to 35 minutes of the second half. It did start to come a little bit once you made some of the substitutions that you made. It felt that may have just been a coincidence of the game opening up, may have been because of those substitutions. But you did eventually get to a point where it started to feel like it was going to happen. Part of that was, as we mentioned, Brady stepping up and playing a good game. Part of that was you just not finding the right touch, the right pass, or the right shot, directing it the right way. But quite frankly, the opportunities were there, and you just didn't convert, and that's on you.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, I mean, it was a weird game in that, like, the first chunk of the game is kind of like a cagey back and forth. It's kind of open, but also kind of everybody's hesitant. And you start getting guys bombed forward. Atlanta grows into it, and then they look good at the end of the first half. You're thinking, man, maybe they find something before halftime, because they've done that all year. Even out of nothing, they found something. They don't. Then the second half starts off really almost like a fight between two fighters who are just kind of trying to feel each other out, and everyone's afraid to just open it up. And then finally Atlanta opens it up with like 20, 25 minutes left. You get the subs. You start to open it up. You're thinking, okay, yeah, it's coming now. Chicago's starting to get in their shell. It feels like they're playing for a draw. They're not getting forward anymore. They're happy to get out of here with just a point. You got it for the taking. You just don't execute. You got the guys out there doing the jobs. But they're not getting the final product across.
Yeah, and quite frankly, this is something I talked about a couple weeks ago, was that final touch and that final comment there. If we can, I don't think we have Pineda at the podium. We'll see if we can get any sound from that in a moment. But before we do that, highlights brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. Again, this was a story of a couple of different situations, one of which is that Chris Brady played an outstanding game. It started for him in the first half, finding a way somehow to keep Sabalobe Janidze off the scoreboard.
Now knocks it back to Almada, top of the 18. He traps, will dribble to the left, back to the right, back to Lennon, right end line. Here's his cross header, Saba, what a save! Diving save, Brady out for a corner. What a save by Chris Brady.
And that was the first opportunity that felt like it was right there, and Mike Conte, Jason Longsore exploded. Honestly, pure kind of shock and surprise that didn't find the back of the net. There were a couple of moments throughout the middle portions of the game where he made a couple of good saves. And then the next real opportunity, and they kind of teed it up, a dangerous free kick with Thiago Almada standing over it.
Dujic separating players near the penalty spot, pointing and now blowing his whistle. And it's Almada going for the back post, and it's over the crossbar. He was going for goal. Was it touched by Brady?
Yes.
Yes. So Brady gets the save, and it produces a corner.
Yeah, that's a great save from Brady.
It saves probably better than they kind of teed it up there for. I'm not sure they realized, and they obviously didn't at the moment, that it was a save, and it was a ball that was dipping. Maybe it would have hit the crossbar and stayed out, but maybe it's hitting the underside of the crossbar and bouncing into the back of the net. So that's another one. And then towards the closing minutes of the match, Giakoumakis had been replaced by Daniel Rios. And Rios with an opportunity for another header. But again, Chris Brady, the right man at the right time.
Square to the edge of the 18. Mosquera pops it back to Lennon. Back further to Almada. Ahead to Mosquera. Back to Almada. Dribbling through traffic to the top of the 18. Pitch to the penalty spot. Header! And saved by Brady. A point blank on Rios.
Wow.
Out for a corner. Chris Brady, phenomenal tonight.
Incredible.
His fourth outstanding save.
And again, it's another game, another situation. And like I had said in the opening segment, it just felt like it had been a while since we talked about another keeper playing the game of his life against Atlanta United. But unfortunately, that's what happened tonight. And we do find 1 point, and only 1 point, in a scoreless draw between Atlanta United and the Chicago Fire. All right, when we come back here on the Full-Time Report, it's Abe Gordon and Jarrett Smith from Soccer Down here joining you. We are going to take some of your questions, share some more thoughts, and bounce around the entire league and what happened tonight while Atlanta United was in action. That's coming your way on the Full-Time Report live right here on 92.9 The Game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Full-Time Report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Jarrett Smith chatting about a scoreless draw, unfortunately, for Atlanta United. A frustrating result, a performance you really shouldn't be happy with because this felt like an opportunity, and we talked about it. You would drop points at home. This felt like an opportunity maybe to steal a couple back. And yes, you get the one, but ultimately just felt like you should have done better heading into the game, seeing how the game played out. I think those thoughts, the expectations coming into the game were justified by the fact that you should have done better. And it just didn't fall your way. And look, you can make excuses. You can blame whoever you want. But at the end of the day, the players on the pitch were not able to find the back of the net. And yes, you do tip your hat a little bit to Chris Brady and give him his flowers, but at the same time, there were a couple opportunities that you can only blame yourselves. And so it is a clean sheet, and with every Atlanta United clean sheet, Atlanta United will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. With tonight's clean sheet, Atlanta United is going to donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total currently stands at $6,000. So again, the defense steps up, and Atlanta United continues to prove that they're one of the stingier defenses in the MLS. I don't think we're overly surprised, of course, because Chicago didn't scare us coming in. We knew they were missing a couple of key figures. Shaqiri was not available. Gutierrez only off the bench. They lost Kellen Acosta, or not lost, he was subbed out, but for whatever reason they decided, but just didn't feel like they were going to trouble you too much. They actually did get close a couple times, hit the post. Obviously didn't, again, no saves for Goose, but they did hit the post. But just not able to get it done tonight, Jarrett. And unfortunately, again, 1 point, but it just still felt like you're still on a downside. Felt like an opportunity to turn it around tonight. That didn't happen. It is 1 point. Maybe you kind of plateau at the bottom, but you have not started climbing back up with momentum, that's for sure.
And one of the problems and one of the frustrations about it is, yeah, you didn't get the goals tonight. You didn't make the mistakes that you've been making the last few weeks. Like, you didn't have some crazy play that went against you or a momentary lapse that punished you. You have the one chance where Chicago goes off the crossbar on a throw-in where it takes a bounce, and Caleb Wiley looks like he clicks his heels together when we were watching it back.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Like that, click his heels? Kind of
well,
like that?
Yeah, and he goes down, and then you get like the weird cross-in that gets deflected off the underside of the crossbar.
Well, a couple things happen on that play. We're talking about the biggest threat from Chicago did come on a ball. And again, Guzan had no saves. They had no official shots on goal. First off, where do we stand on the idea of a crossbar? Should that be a shot on goal? And its most literal
I've
sense.
I've always felt like it should be, personally.
Caleb Wiley is running down the right side in retreat alongside. And his feet get tangled up. And I had to point it out to you. It's like, that didn't look normal. He shouldn't go down there. What happened? And we looked at the replay a couple times. He trips, whether he clicks heels with the attacker, whether his foot gets caught in the turf. He goes down to do some shifty footwork. And then Morales, who almost has an opportunity to clear it off the line, kind of gets through him, oddly. It's just very tough at that angle to get his leg that high.
It's almost a beautiful finish.
Yeah, that too. And it looked like it caught their guy. Was that Kuypers? I don't really remember who it was. A little bit off guard. He was just able to get a little bit of touch to it. It couldn't keep it below the net. So it technically was not on goal, I guess.
Know. I always hate that. We're like, it wasn't shot on goal. You can hit the bar like four times. Like, they haven't had a shot on goal.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
So
I don't care what they say.
That's what it was. But that was the only real threat. Like, there were a couple of times, I guess, they were shooting from range. A couple balls that Mike Conley said were flown to Indiana or to Milwaukee. A couple nukes sent there by Chicago. But again, you had your chances, and you didn't finish them. They didn't finish theirs either. They had some opportunities as well. Real quick, let's go around the MLS, take a look at what transpired at the same time that Atlanta was playing. I guess we'll start here. I'm going to go out of order, but Inter Miami with a 4-1 win. This is a two-goal game for Lionel Messi. He also had an assist on the last goal put home by Luis Suarez.
This is because you heard me talking about Chicho Arango. This is a personal.
You got to remember, like, the Messi thing, the game. Remember, he missed a bunch of games too, and he's still at the league lead or right around it in goals scored, assists. I mean, he's going to end up with like a Gretzky type of season where, like, God, there's no one anywhere close to him in the amount of goals created. That
we're
when you
end
combine
up with like an MVP and then a. And then other people's MVP, the mortal MVP.
Yeah, the he doesn't count MVP award for someone outside of Lionel Messi. So they went down 1-0 early. Inter Miami did to New England, but they come back roaring back. A couple other results. Scoreless between Montreal and Columbus. Cincinnati at home with a 2-1 win over Colorado. DC at home beats the Seattle Sounders by the same score, 2-1. Vancouver and the Red Bulls, that's a 1-1 draw. NYCFC scores twice late to beat Charlotte. They had a 1-0 lead there at Yankee Stadium, but NYCFC does come back to win that one. Toronto, you said this one was at the death? Was that the one?
Yeah, I believe so. That was like the 97th minute. The NYC one was like the 97th minute.
Yeah,
you
so
had two late
a lot
runs.
Of late winners, but Toronto does beat Orlando 2-1. Dallas beats Houston 2-0. You were talking about it as soon as it happened. Houston went down a man almost immediately. 5 minutes in, they catch a red card. They held for 50 minutes. It wasn't until the 55th minute where Dallas got there first. Minnesota, a team we'll be talking about next week, they get a 2-1 win at home over Kansas City. Nashville and San Jose tied 1-1. And at some point in the recent couple of minutes, LAFC took a stoppage time goal to take a lead over the Portland Timbers. And then the game we talked about, I kind of singled out as the premier matchup of the weekend, was Real Salt Lake at Philadelphia. And this was a back-and-forth affair. Real, I believe, got the first goal of the game. Philly eventually found an equalizer. But in the end, it is Real Salt Lake going on the road to Philly and finding a winner 2-1 in that one. So very impressive performance for them.
Yeah, whatever the equivalent would be of the 73 Dolphins get to pop some champagne. Although we're never going to have invincibles in MLS. I don't think you're ever going to get an invincibles where they can't lose a game just because it's the travel in this country and the compression and the Open Cup and everything is too brutal and too weird. And this league is just too weird with the parity.
Yeah. So there you go. Their first loss there for the Philly Union. We got a couple of moments here. We've already got a couple lined up, but I do implore you to send in your comments or questions at Abe Gordon at 929 the game. We're going to take a couple of moments here and address some of your thoughts and your concerns. And there are definitely concerns after a scoreless draw against the Chicago Fire. That's what's coming up next. It is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Jarrett Smith here live from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 929 the game.
Radio 929 the game.
Welcome back into the full-time report. Final couple of minutes here on the full-time report. I got Soccer Down here's Jarrett Smith with me. It's Abe Gordon here live in the Kia studios. Before we get to Efren Morales and what he told Mike Conley and Jason Longshore after his performance, a debut performance here for Atlanta United, I want to talk about the tone of Gonzalo Pineda, the emotion of Gonzalo Pineda in his post-match press conference. I think a lot of people want him to come in and yell about performances not being good enough. And I understand that because you and I have sat here for now 50 minutes and talked about how disappointed we are, how frustrated we are. Whether or not the listeners are taking that in is on them. But you and I are quite frankly quite disappointed. And Gonzalo Pineda had to sit here all week long fielding questions about you've dropped points at home. The opportunity there is there to recover on the road. And quite frankly, that didn't happen. But it is still points on the road. And we've talked about how difficult that can be to come by in this league. I think he's got to walk that fine line between being frustrated, being disappointed, but not crushing his team for a performance that in a different run of weeks, in a different run of situations, might be a little bit more acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, as a coach, you've got to manage those emotions. You've got to manage your squad. We talked about this before the game, that when things go well, he's going to praise the players. When things go poorly, he's going to try and bring all of that blame onto him to protect his guys. And he's going to try and keep them positive because, like we said, you did better in those frustrating moments where you've shot yourself in the foot over the last 2 weeks. You didn't have those tonight. Now, you didn't finish, which was the key to the game because goals change games, and you didn't have those goals. But you were able to manage the game defensively, especially with a 20-year-old making his first start who was very good. So you're going to find those good things to build on with your team to keep their confidence up, because kicking the dog isn't going to help anything in this situation from the coach's perspective. I know the internet is a different animal.
It's also a situation, I know we didn't get to address it a ton in the pregame show, but Gonzalo Pineda apparently had a meeting with the players over the week, and the tone was different. And I know he spoke about that. I had Giakoumakis sound. Again, we didn't get to it because we just ran out of time. But there was an addressing of the players from Pineda directed to his locker room, to the clubhouse, to the roster. And so that has taken place. Let's not pretend that he's just walking around hunky-dory okay with the results. No, it was very clearly a moment over the course of this week where he addressed the team in a different light and dealt with it. And in a situation where, yes, you're frustrated, yes, you're disappointed, but ultimately it wasn't all bad. I think that's why we see kind of a much more level-headed approach to the postgame today from Pineda. And look, a lot of people want coaches to come out there, managers, whatever you want to call them, to bang on the podium and finger point and yell. And quite frankly, that may have taken place behind closed doors. I don't think today was the right time for that.
No, and that's the thing, is it might take place behind closed doors, but it's not going to take place out in the open, except in weird circumstances that generally go viral for years when they happen.
When you lose your cool?
Don't
lose your cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know, don't go full, we are who they are who we thought
and
they were.
And don't talk about playoffs or practice, for that matter.
No, neither one of them. At any point in time, it's just safer to avoid it. Yeah, man,
we did let Chicago off the hook.
You did let Chicago off the hook, but he's not gonna. I don't think he's gonna come out and write and say it in that moment. Because you're going to try and keep your team in a positive mode going into next week, because you have to be, you have to take what you did defensively, what you did mentally in this game on the defensive side of the ball in the midfield, and you have to carry that in and also be able to tell your guys away from the microphone of, hey, next time, it needs to be in the back of the net. It has to be, because goals change games.
And you're playing a Minnesota team that scored 5 goals in 2 weeks. We're going to talk about them and preview next week in just a moment. But it was a big day for Efren Morales. He's able to make his club debut, and he was able to catch up with Mike and Jason postgame.
Talk a little bit about the partnership with you and Luis.
Yeah, so we've already played a good bit, like in preseason and in training. We've always been paired up, and so we've already had a really good relationship. I think we complement each other. I think he's always been pretty calm and pretty composed, which for me, I think that helps me. I think he's a good guy who gives me confidence on and off the ball, so it helps.
Were there moments early on where you're just trying to kind of settle in, you want to get some touches, get into the rhythm a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, the first few touches, which is what everyone told me, is just keep it simple. The first few touches, passes, first few minutes of the game. Yeah, that allows you to settle in, and then obviously you can build off of that.
Playing against a team like Chicago with two up top, and they're trying to drag you out wide, trying to drag Luis out wide, how do you think you guys handled that different look?
I think in terms of the build, I think the team did really well. Obviously, they were playing more of a block more than an actual press, so it kind of gave us space to build out. And obviously, Diago was off in the outlet, but I don't think we really had many issues in the build.
How's that for Morales after the game there with Mike Conte, Jason Longshore there, Soldier Field? Again, disappointing debut for him from the perspective of, obviously, a moment at the end that really could have made it memorable. A header goes wide. And certainly, you know, you don't want your debut to come in like a scoreless draw. I mean, I guess from a defensive standpoint, it's good that it was scoreless on his end, but certainly you would have liked to come out of there with 3 points and something a little bit more memorable for your final moments. All right, so next week it is Atlanta United. They are back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Minnesota United, and this is a Minnesota team I just mentioned. They picked up a 2-1 win today. That was against Sporting KC at home. Last week, they picked up a 3-0 victory on the road against Charlotte. So this is a team that's come in with a little bit of a confidence. And again, Atlanta United's confidence probably not where you would like it to be based on recent results. So going to be a little bit dicey, a little bit wavering heading into this game against Minnesota.
Yeah, and I think you look at this as you've had two home games where you faced two of the better teams in the East, and you were better than one of them for sure, and you played Cincinnati pretty even for the most part until you had those moments. So I think you have to have that. You have to go into it with that confidence that, hey, we cleaned up some of the defensive issues tonight. We didn't put the ball in the back of the net like we should have, like we thought we were going to, and you have to do it next week, and you just have to put all of that together. It's a tricky thing to do at times, but you're going to have to put those together to put the ball in the back of the net next week, score goals against Minnesota, and then also defend and keep this team out that has 5 goals in the last 2 games. The Charlotte game was weird last weekend with Minnesota. Like, Charlotte was really flat in that one, and then Minnesota just blitzed them. It was kind of like when Atlanta went to Charlotte last year and then just thumped Charlotte in Charlotte. It was kind of a weird game like that where Charlotte just never really fell up for it. And then tonight, it's the home game with Sporting Kansas City, which is a big rivalry game. There's a lot of energy and a lot of emotion in that one. So should be a fun matchup, though.
Again, this is a Minnesota team that has now climbed its way after wins the past 2 weeks to fourth in the Western Conference. So it is not a situation where you necessarily are going to have an easy time dominating a lesser opponent. They're playing very well. They're on good form. And again, you got to handle business at home. Like we always say, you got to start a little quicker and do all that stuff. I think a lot of the discussion points are going to remain the same as they did today. That is going to do it here on the Full Time Report. For Jarrett Smith of Soccer Down here, I am Abe Gordon here live. And it is a scoreless draw. Atlanta United returns home with 1 point after playing 0-0 against the Chicago Fire on 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.